Whether it's changes to travel plans or the size of gatherings, this year's holiday season will be atypical for many people. Area farms and butchers have made a few changes in 2020, but there should be plenty of turkey and other locally raised meat to gobble up this Thanksgiving. I've caught a gap between rain showers to tour the Deck family farm in Junction City. Pigs, cows, goats, and chickens roam the sunlit green pastures. As we walk on the wet dirt road, poultry manager Christopher Lyons and owner Christine Deck tell me 300 turkeys have already been processed.
We did twice as many turkeys as we normally do, and they sold out really fast. But I don't think we did that intentionally. We just wanted to do more turkeys this year.
We grew them a little bit smaller because people said that gatherings would be smaller. So we aimed to finish smaller birds, but we didn't really do that. The sizes didn't change this year.
Lyons says the farm, which employs about 20 people, switched to more direct-to-consumer accounts in the spring when restaurant sales faded. In general, the business is going well. Lyons attributes some increased sales to the pandemic.
People, I think, felt an urgent need to eat healthier, and they felt that pasture-based farming was a good solution to up their immune system.
Deck says she hopes to grow more organic and heritage birds next year.
I think that consumer awareness is increasing in terms of health benefits, not just health benefits of eating clean meat, but also the environmental cost, or the benefit, I guess, of raising organic animals.
Deck says heritage birds with old genetics have more blood supply to the meat, better mineralization, and better flavor. At Long's Meat Market in South Eugene, manager Darren King says they're getting some different requests this year, probably because hosts expect fewer people at the table.
It's interesting, though. A lot more like, you know, guinea fowl and game hens and pheasant. We get a few of those orders every year, but it's definitely a lot more of the smaller birds.
The 90-year-old family-run business has had good sales, but King says coronavirus measures can take a toll emotionally.
Our big issue this year is trying to get everyone their turkey without having a line clear out to 27th Street, just because we can only allow so many people in the shop.
King says smaller turkeys are running short and to call as soon as possible if it's important to have one. He says there will be options available, though, even until the day before Thanksgiving. It's a butcher shop, he says. That's what they do. Karen Richards, KLCC News.